We need socialists in London City Hall. A socialist mayor could spearhead the fight to stop the Tories by London Socialist Party organise with trade unions to plan action to defend public services, the environment, benefits and workers' rights against Johnson's attacks, fight racism, and fight for the housing, jobs, and services we need in London. No retreat from socialist policies. It was the Blairites who undermined Corbyn. Labour London Mayor Sadiq Khan has joined the front ranks of the right-wing Labour Blairites attacking Jeremy Corbyn and the policies that marked out his leadership. This poses the question sharply, who will fight for those policies in May's London elections, if Sadiq Khan goes unchallenged by socialists and trade unionists? Sadiq Khan has not actively fought austerity in any shape or form. He has not used his powers to fight for council housing, and he has not supported workers fighting to improve their lives in the various strikes across London. He is known as the property developer's man, as well as saying things like London needs more billionaires. We don't, we need socialist policies that will make London work for the people who work and live in London. London is seen as a Labour city, but so was Scotland, so was the north of England. The same conditions, the housing crisis, the struggle on poverty pay, etc., exist here, and the same potential for disillusionment is here. It is the failure to fight by right-wing councils and Blairites that is responsible for undermining support for Labour, not the fight for socialist policies. The Corbyn movement has been the first stages of the working class trying to find a formation and organisation that truly represents them and fights to improve their lives. Corbyn's policies have signalled a new thirst, especially amongst young people, for socialist ideas as they search for answers for the miserable conditions which they face. GLAD elections 2020. In 2020, the Greater London Authority, made up of the London Mayor and Greater London Assembly, is up for election. The Mayor is elected on a first and second preference basis, the Assembly through a form of PR. The Socialist Party believes it is vital that there is a stand for socialist policies in this election. And with the preference vote system, there is no risk of letting the Tories in by using your first preference vote to send a message to Sadiq Khan. We are prepared to put forward Socialist Party member and long-standing campaigner Nancy Taff as a potential candidate for mayor and other socialist candidates for the Assembly. But we want to discuss with any other forces, trade unionists, socialists and anti-austerity campaigners inside and outside the Labour Party, to ensure the type of policies we outline below are fought for in this election, including potential candidates. The Socialist Party has, for example, been part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, alongside Transport Union RMT, since 2010. Instead of taking the mayor's salary of almost £153,000, the Socialist Party would advocate that a worker's representative stand on a worker's wage and donate the rest back to the workers' movement. Financial appeal: donate to our fund to help the fight for socialist policies in the London elections. These elections cost money. It is £20,000 to stand for mayor and appear in the booklet. It is £5,000 to stand a list. It is £1,000 to stand as a constituency candidate. Please donate to the Socialist Party's fund to enable a socialist program to be fought in the London elections. However much we raise, we will use the money to assist the fight for a socialist manifesto in these elections. Go to www.socialistparty.org.uk web link and mark your donation. Socialists into City Hall.